Auburn Hours, Part 3 of the Violet Nights series, by Funky in Fishnet, read by Greenest Green. Dvalin had seen some sights. He'd been there when Thorin had received the news of his brother's death. The sound Thorin had let loose had made Dvalin's teeth hurt. He'd seen Erebor grow and change, but still somehow stay essentially the same, shattering them that needed it beneath dark, glittering wings. He'd met Thorin and Deese's aunts, who'd remembered what Erebor had been like when such places had been illegal. They'd worn sensible shoes and fussy blouses, but their eyes had been bright and fierce as they talked about police busts and the press's infernal attitude. Some things never changed. Still, despite all of that, and much more besides, Dvalin had never expected to see young Ori, so quiet and studious, jibbing a punter with a knitting needle. True, the punter in question had been halfway through grabbing hold of Ori in a way clearly not to his liking. But Ori had always been the quietest soul in the group, with his knitting and books, and fiercely overprotective brothers who were nowhere to be seen at that moment. When no one else had noticed his plight, Ori had taken care of himself. Dvalin signaled to a couple of his security crew to turf the punter out, while he drew Ori off to the side before people started staring. Ori looked apologetic, suddenly much more his familiar soft and quiet self again. Dvalin searched his expression for something else, some sign of that sudden spark of fire. But the only indicator he could spy was the knitting needle still clenched tightly in Ori's hand. "I'm sorry, Mr. Dvalin. Don't tell Dori or Nori, please. They'll only worry." Dvalin chuckled despite himself. "I doubt you'll be seeing much more trouble after that little display. Handy with a needle, aren't you?" Ori blushed and tucked the needle carefully back into his bag. He usually liked to spend his time in Erebor with his brothers, or diligently sketching the scenes around him. He'd designed the website, and a lot of the artwork in Thor's office, as well as the expansive pieces that hung on the club's walls. He had talent, Dvalin had always known that. Now he knew that Ori also had fire, and wasn't that interesting. Ori almost always had knitting needles somewhere in his person. He'd knitted warm winter sweaters for the entire group. They were good pieces of work, too. Dvalin found himself rubbing a thumb over the sleeve of his darkest navy blue jumper, admiring the stitching, thinking about Ori's hard work in creating it. Balin smiled knowingly at him. Dvalin glared back. "Shut it." "I didn't say anything." "Aye, and what you didn't say was enough." Balin laughed and clapped a hand to his brother's shoulder, loving and teasing, a gesture filled with meaning. Dvalin was good at those too. He left a large mug of tea at Ori's elbow and touched his back to let him know that it was there. Ori tended to disappear into his own head when he was working. It was very interesting to watch. Dvalin wasn't ashamed to admit that lately he'd been doing a lot of Ori watching. Naturally, Dori and Nori had noticed and had begun teasing him with violent threats that probably sounded like cause for summoning the police to most outsiders. But it was the silent looks Ori's brother sent Dvalin that he took the most note of. If anyone made a move towards Balin, even now, Dvalin would be watching them closely. A brother was a brother after all.